presidential nominee Joe Biden has arrived in the state of Wisconsin for his first campaign stop in nearly 2 years. He will hold a discussion with business and civic leaders and also speak with Jacob Blake's family. Blake is the black man who was shot 7 times by a white police officer during an arrest attempt last week. Blake remains hospitalized, but the shooting has turned the city of Kenosha upside down after protests and yet another shooting involving a vigilante and protesters. Biden's trip comes 2 days after President Donald Trump visited Kenosha. The president didn't meet with Blake's family. He focused on thanking members of law enforcement for their handling of the violence that broke out after Blake's shooting. Wisconsin is considered a battleground state in the November presidential election. President Trump will make a campaign stop in another battleground state Thursday evening. He'll be in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he's expected to deliver remarks. Social media platform Facebook says it is working to better police false political information ahead of the November election. The company said Thursday it will restrict new political ads in the week before the election and remove posts that convey misinformation about COVID-19 and voting. It will also attach links with official results to posts by candidates and campaigns that prematurely declare victory. Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Thursday that his company has a responsibility to protect our democracy. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of